10-part series, I'll uncover the history behind the clothes we wear.
Pictures of swinging London, which was about miniskirts. It was about that whole culture of what do boys look like now. They all look like girls.
It's a turn away from trousers toward a kind of sex and power feminism.
Torn, a history of fashion on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Next Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45.
Now on Radio 4, Angus Deaton stars in the first episode of a new series of Alone, the sitcom about the ups and downs of five middle-aged neighbours living in flats in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. Episode 1, Best Upstairs Neighbour Ever.
Right, I'm off for a cycle. Fancy it, Mitch?
Probably not, no. I think Ellie and I are going to go into town. We'll do a cycle soon, don't worry.
Soon, eh? I'll be sure to pop that in the diary. What are you up to anyway? Returning that overly stripy jumper Ellie gave you?
No, I quite like the jumper.
It's a bit leery, isn't it? Why did she give you a present anyway?
Just for being me, apparently.
Did you get her something back?
Not exactly, just more me, mainly. I was very nice to her for an entire evening.
I think you're supposed to be like that anyway.
The thing is, I just don't have any idea what to get her.
Earrings are a safe bet.
Jewellery's too much, at this stage, I think.
At this stage? It's been months.
Well, with a few timeouts for bad behaviour and misunderstandings. More volatile than I thought she was.
You're no picnic either, I imagine.
Well, we're both a bit set in our ways, I suppose. Anyway, everything's plain sailing for now, thankfully.
All the more reason to get her a return gift. Strike while the iron's hot.
It's lukewarm now, if anything.
Do something before it gets cold, then. Why not get her a jumper?
But exactly what she got me. How inventive.
Or flowers.
A jumper is more than just flowers, isn't it?
Get her lots of flowers, then. Or belt and braces. Get her a jumper made out of flowers.
Ellie said she didn't want anything in return.
And you believed that.
Let it go, Will. None of your business.
Just trying to help.
You know what would actually help?
What?
If you behaved normally around Ellie.
What do you mean?
Well, recently you've been treating her weird, you know, trying too hard to be nice. Be like you were before.
What was I like before?
Rude and offhand, I imagine. Just be normal.
And are you going to be normal and come to the pub later on?
Probably. Or maybe possibly.
Oh, I get it. You need to see what Ellie wants to do.
Ellie and I like to reach consensus. Relationships are about give and take.
You're right there. She gives you presents, you take them.
Hello, Will.
Hi, Ellie. It is great to see you.
And you, great to see you too.
How are things?
Since you saw each other an hour ago.
Shut up, Mitch. Was it only an hour ago?
Yes, it was. Things have been fine, thanks.
That is great. I'm off for a cycle. Maybe I'll see you later in the pub. Or maybe not. It doesn't matter. We'll see what the consensus is. You know, give and take and all that.
Sorry?
Get out.
I'm just going, you wazzock. Bye, Ellie.
Is Will all right?
A short answer, no.
Long answer?
No. What do you got there?
A little something for you.
Why?
Just because. Okay?
Okay. Shall I open it?
No, let's leave it unopened, shall we?
Oh, right, stupid question. Yes, I'll open it.
Great.
Oh, it's a hat.
I think you'd suit a hat.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh.
Problem?
I don't normally wear a hat, that's all.
Which is why there's room on your head for a hat.
Not sure that I suit a fedora.
It's not a fedora. It's a trilby. Try it on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, fantastic.
You like it?
It's you. I saw it and I thought Mitch will love it. Have a look in the mirror.
Okay. Hmm. Yes.
Yes, is that it?
Very nice hat.
He said, taking it off.
Well, we're indoors.
You don't like it?
I didn't say that, I'm just getting used to it.
By taking it off?
I'm having a look now without it, before and after, with the hat, without the hat.
And?
It's definitely different with the hat. More...
elegant? Classy?
Hatty, I'd say.
They're coming back, you know.
What are? Spivs? Tic-tac men? Arthur Daly lookalikes?
Trilbies. Leonard Cohen was never without one.
And look what happened to him.
It's a very nice hat, beautifully made.
So, if it's all about the hat, why don't you just carry it around with you and leave me out of it? Folk will see the hat and go, my, that's a nice hat.
You'll be stylish by association, Mitch, trust me. So, what's the plan today?
Well, I thought you wanted to go into town.
I do, but do you?
Yes, why not? We had fun last week.
You could try out the hat.
Oh, yes, the hat, I nearly forgot.
Right, no, listen, hear me out, Louisa.
Do I have an option?
I understand people wanted to share their surnames when they get married. I get that, right? It's all well and good and lovely and equal. But what happens further down the line?
What do you mean?
Well, if someone's got a double-barrel surname, Smith-Jones for the sake of argument, and this Smith-Jones gets together with another double-barrel person, Brown-Grey, let's call them, what's their married name going to be?
I don't care.
See, logically, they'd have a four-barrelled name. Smith, Jones, Brown, Grey.
I'm sure they wouldn't use all the names.
Ah, which names get dropped then? That's what I want to know. And what if their offspring then meets someone else with a four-barrelled name?
Like that's going to happen.
Someone with a surname, oh, green, black, white, purple.
Purple?
I ran out of normal colour names. Then if they get married, they'd have an eight-barrelled name. That's not even a thing. Have you ever heard of an eight-barrelled name?
I've heard of an eight-barrelled shotgun.
Their surname would be Smith, Jones, Brown, Grey, Green, Black, White, Purple. I mean, this is where I begin to lose all sense of anything.
Me too, believe me. Well, over here.
What's up?
Morris is speaking.
Is he on about the Smith, Jones, Brown, Greys again?
Yes, I was, but only because we were discussing M&D.
M&D?
Michinelli.
Sounds like a terminal disease.
I think it might be.
And I was wondering, if they got married, would they conjoin surnames, that was all?
They've only just got back together for the third time in 4 months. I think we're a ways away from them getting married.
Exactly. Let's see if they can manage a whole weekend together first.
You don't sound very confident.
I just don't see it lasting.
So should they stop now, not bother trying?
No, they might as well give it a go. You never know.
Well, I think it's romantic. Just shows you what can happen.
When two lonely and slightly desperate people get together. It's incredible, I know.
I think it is incredible. What do you think, Will?
It's interesting. I'll go that far. I'm certainly seeing a new side of Mitch.
Which side?
The back of him as he goes out the door and upstairs to Ellie's flat. But also, he's not quite the man I thought he was.
What do you mean?
He's under the thumb. Can't make any decisions on his own.
Oh, here we go. The cry of the spurned male friend. He's just seeing someone else, that's all. He's got different priorities. Get over it.
It's not just that. He's changed.
You sound bitter, Will.
No. It's just that things are different, that's all.
Talk of the devil.
Mitch, Ellie, we're over here.
Oh, well done, Morris. Make us look like we're desperate for their company.
I am desperate. If they join us, we might stop speaking about them.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Ellie, hi. Have this seat. It's nice and warm for you. I'll go and get another one.
Thank you, Will.
There we are. Is the seat warm enough, Ellie?
Fine, thank you.
I mean, if it's too warm...
It's fine, Will. Give it a rest.
What's in the bag, Mitch?
Nothing. Leave it, Morris.
Oh, it's a hat! I love a hat. Is it new?
Yes, hardly worn.
Why was it in the bag?
Maybe. It's not for wearing.
A not-for-wearing hat?
Oh, just a guess.
It's supposed to be for wearing, but Mitch doesn't want to.
I'm not used to it yet, that's all. And then we met Danielle, and she seemed to be amused by it.
Oh, well, if Danielle doesn't like it, that's all that matters.
You met Danielle? How is she?
Who is she, I'd like to know?
My ex-mother-in-law.
Gemma's mum.
The very same. First time in a long while.
Oh, so was it awkward?
Wearing the hat?
Meeting Gemma's mum after all this time.
And with someone else instead of her dead daughter.
Delicately put, Morris.
Actually, it was fine. What was the problem?
You let go of my hand the moment you saw her.
Of course I did. I was waving at her.
She was 5 yards away and walking towards us.
I think it's always good to wave, even close up.
You could have waved with the other hand, surely.
I'm right-handed. It was instinct.
Yes, I know it was. It was a hide-the-fact-I'm-holding-Ellie's-hand sort of instinct.
I wave better with my right hand.
You were embarrassed. Just admit it.
Not at all. Just slightly surprised to see my ex-mother-in-law, that's all. You can understand that, surely.
Well, Yes, of course I understand. It's just that you went on to introduce me as your upstairs neighbour.
Mitch, how could you?
She is. You are.
Grow a pair, honestly.
Well, I'm sorry. It was difficult. I was caught off guard. It was simpler just to...
Lie.
Obfuscate.
To be fair to Mitch, she can be a bit tricky, that Danielle.
To be fair to me, so can Mitch.
I mean, I didn't want to say you're my girlfriend. I think we're a bit long in the tooth for that.
And I suppose upstairs neighbour was the obvious next choice.
And you are my favourite upstairs neighbour.
Oh, you old romantic, you. Please go out with me, Ellie, and be my upstairs neighbour.
Can we talk about this later?
OK, fine, if you feel more comfortable.
So what were you guys discussing before we got here?
Nothing much. Can't remember.
Oh, I remember.
Oh!
I was wondering, if you two got married...
Oh, for God's sake, Morris!
Would you put your surnames together, like people do these days?
I'm just his upstairs neighbour. I don't think it's going to come to that, Morris, so don't worry.
Exactly. Ridiculous question.
You don't need to be quite so definite about it, Mitch.
Well, you said it wasn't going to come to that.
I said I don't think it's going to come to that, leaving the possibility open, out of politeness, if nothing else. You just slammed the door firmly shut.
I was agreeing with you.
Yes, rather vehemently. Now, can we please change the subject?
Oh, yes, I can do that. I've got loads of things to chat about. For instance, I was wondering if anyone fancied having a Sunday roast sometime.
No. Next subject.
Oh, go on. I miss having a roast. There's not much fun in cooking a roast for one, so I never bother.
And you think it would be more fun if we had one together?
Might be.
I don't get the big deal about having a roast on a Sunday. What's it all about?
I think people just have time on a Sunday, that's all. It sort of marks the end of the week, if you like.
OK, that is a very good point, actually, Ellie. Well made, if I may say so.
Was it?
Enough, Will.
So what about a roast tomorrow, then? Who's in?
I don't know, Morris. We might have plans.
Might we?
Maybe you'll be test-driving your trilby.
What about you, Louisa?
To be honest, I don't eat much meat these days.
Not much meat?
Hardly any, just sometimes.
So you only eat meat when you eat meat?
Exactly. Just when I do. Apart from that, I'm pretty much veggie now.
Oh, such willpower.
I'm much the same, actually.
Yeah, that said, I suppose even eating some meat does... It does take willpower.
When it's Ellie, it does, clearly.
So who would be making this roast, anyway?
Well, obviously, I would.
But...
Unfortunately, my oven's not very big.
Ah, neither's my violin. I don't think this idea is flying, Morris.
No, I suppose not. But, you know, from tiny acorns and all that.
Yes, indeed. And if you were to roast those tiny acorns, our part-time veggie Louisa would probably eat them. Now, who's for another drink?
Well, this is nice. I love a lazy Sunday afternoon with the papers.
Yes, indeed. Very relaxing.
Oh, perfect. There's an old Gregory Peck film coming on.
Hardly likes to be a new one, I suppose.
Yes, you're right. And talking of which, I'm sorry, Mitch, if I got a bit antsy last night.
Did you? Barely noticed.
About the hand-holding and calling me your upstairs neighbour and the whole hat business. I can see it was difficult.
No, my bad. I messed up with Danielle. I was taken unawares. And it's a great hat. Really, I can see a time when I might actually wear it.
Late at night, in the dark, perhaps?
Yes, somewhere in the country, with no streetlights, obviously.
So we're good.
We're more than good.
You can kiss me on the lips now, you know.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to. I just missed them, that was all. You moved your head slightly the last second. I went the wrong way and ended up kissing your cheek. Right, well...
Right, well what?
That's me.
What do you mean?
Just heading downstairs, back to the flat.
Do you need to get something?
No, I was just going to hang out there for a bit.
But you can hang out here. I thought that was the plan.
But we hung out together yesterday. And today, I don't know, I thought I might...
Not hang out together.
Well, we all need some space.
OK. If you feel you need some space.
Look, space maybe isn't the right word.
So what is the right word?
I don't know. We've been together since Friday evening, pretty much. And so now I thought it might be good to have a break.
None taken.
I thought you might want a break as well.
Oh, I see. You want me to have a break. That's very thoughtful, but I'm fine. And anyway, if you go downstairs, won't Will be there?
I suppose he might be.
So you won't have space down there either?
Well, that's different.
I won't ask why. No, no, look, if you want to go back to your flat for some space or a break or whatever, that's fine.
I'll come back later.
In time for bed?
This evening, I meant.
Fine, if you want, I'll be here, in my space.
Okay. Good.
I mean, what if you lived further away? What would you do about the space you need?
I don't know, I'd go out, or go and not come back, or just stay here. The thing is, I don't live further away, I live downstairs.
So you're going downstairs because you can?
I might be. To be honest, I'm not sure I know anymore.
I just thought that Sundays were ours. I was actually thinking of doing a roast later. I've taken the chicken out of the freezer.
Roast chicken? Well, that does sound good.
So you'd have space for that, would you?
Ouch.
Sorry. You head off. Get some space, or whatever it is you need.
See you when I see you?
Actually, no.
Sorry?
Not good enough. See you when I see you.
See you when I don't see you?
I think we need to set some rules.
Do we?
About when we see each other and when we don't. Otherwise, it's all too vague for me.
Well, it seems to be mainly weekends, Friday nights, Saturday all day, Sunday, bit of a grey area.
That's it?
Maybe Wednesdays too, optional for either party.
So it's a part-time thing, is it?
Quality, not quantity, Ellie.
Every now and again?
Every weekend is hardly every now and again.
And what happens if I want to go somewhere else for the weekend, see my mum, for instance?
Weekend leave can be arranged.
Or a last-minute trip to Prague or Barcelona?
That's fine too, if applied for in plenty of time. And in the case of Barcelona, only if I can come too. Right, so there we are. That wasn't too difficult.
Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Do you mean...
I mean overnights.
Right. We've already done plenty for overnights, so what's the problem?
There are rules of engagement. You can't just turn up here at 11 at night and expect, you know...
What? Dinner? Ovaltine?
To stay over, etc.
Oh, I see. So there's no etc. at short notice.
Unless I suddenly feel like it.
So if you feel like it, it's okay?
As the visited party, yes.
So if you came to me one night and demanded etc., I could refuse?
Like that's gonna happen.
Which, you demanding etc. or me turning it down?
I'll leave you to ponder that one.
Right, so how long is the lead time for etc.?
A few hours, I should think.
How many?
An evening, say.
From 8 p.m?
6.
Split the difference, 7?
Done.
Right. So basically, it's 5 hours before any etc. can be entered into, if you'll pardon the expression.
Give or take a few minutes.
Oh, right. Well, always good to have a bit of flexibility. And just to be clear, if I turned up at 11, say, and set the alarm for 4 in the morning...
Etc. would not be happening at 4 in the morning, no.
OK, just checking.
Sleeping does not count as lead time.
And as for seeing each other on Sundays...
Still a grey area, it seems. So, on you go. Do what you want. I think I'll cope.
Maybe see you later?
Maybe. Mitch. Very good timing. Coming.
Gravy granules.
Louisa, hello.
I did have some in the cupboard after all.
Oh.
Something smells good.
Hope so. Bit of a roast thing going on.
Oh, lucky Mitch.
If he appears, he's gone into town and I can't get hold of him.
Maybe he's trying out the hat.
Maybe he's skydiving for children in need.
Oh dear, that's how it is. I imagined you two snuggled up in front of the TV all afternoon.
I imagined that too. No matter. Thank you for this.
Chicken, is it?
Yes, chicken.
A whole chicken?
Well, not the head or the feet, obviously, but otherwise, yes, a whole chicken, yes. Shame you don't eat meat.
I do sometimes.
Best get on.
Hope you're very hungry.
Yes, I am, thank you.
Ooh, something smells good.
Yes, so I'm told.
It's roast chicken.
Oh, lovely. Wonder who gave you that idea?
Well, I suppose your suggestion did trigger something.
Yeah, of course, my idea was a roast for everyone.
Yes, this is just for one, apparently.
Well, for two, hopefully.
But Mitch isn't here.
That's a shame. All that chicken going to waste.
I do have a freezer. It won't go to waste.
Yeah, I suppose not.
Mitch, is that you?
No, it's Will. I heard voices. Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. No need to come up.
That's no trouble. I don't mind, Ellie. It's nice to see you again. How have you been?
Yes, I'm still fine since yesterday and the day before yesterday.
Oh, something smells good.
Yes, so everyone keeps saying.
Chicken, is it?
Yeah, not for eating, apparently. Just for freezing.
No, it is for eating, for me and Mitch.
But Mitch has gone AWOL.
I've been trying to call him.
I know you have. His phone's been ringing out all afternoon, which is fine. It's no trouble.
He really doesn't get the mobile aspect of mobile phones, does he? Anyway, better get on.
Yes, we should leave you to your chicken. I'm having beans on toast, I think, which is great, because I like beans on toast.
And I've got an egg.
I've got chips in the freezer.
We could pool our resources, maybe, and make some sort of meal out of it.
Yeah, and let Ellie get on with her whole chicken to herself.
Yeah, you enjoy it, Ellie.
All right, I give in. You can all have some roast chicken if you must.
Oh, what a lovely invitation.
I honestly wasn't angling for that, Ellie.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yes. Shame there's no chicken left for Mitch, but never mind.
There might have been, but unfortunately, Louisa, the non-meat eater, has eaten it all.
I did not say I was a non-meat eater. I said that I don't eat much meat.
Well, you certainly ate much meat this evening. One leg, one wing, plus lots of breast.
That's about half a chicken, eh?
Yes, but that's because generally I don't eat much meat.
Right, I see. So the reason you eat so much meat is because you don't eat so much meat.
Is that so strange?
Yes, it is. And what does it achieve exactly, not eating much meat?
It might help my general health and help the planet a bit. Everything makes a difference. Does it have to be all or nothing?
It does for the chicken, to be fair.
Gosh.
What?
That was a good point. Concise and on topic.
Now try saying that again without the surprise in your voice, silly.
Anyway, let's give Louisa a break. The main thing is she enjoyed the meal.
I'll be sure to tell Mitch too. He missed out big time.
Does he wander off like this often, Will?
I don't know, Ellie. I never noticed, really. He's either there or he's not.
Yes, very true. I've noticed that about Mitch.
I, for one, am glad he's not here.
More chicken for you, for a start.
No! Now we can talk about him. So what happened? I thought you two were going to spend today together.
So did I. But he said he wanted some space. I mean, we did hang out all day Saturday, and we do all need some time alone.
I think a relationship can be stronger when you're not always in each other's pocket. Not literally, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Thanks, Morris. Being on your own suddenly does have a certain appeal.
I wonder if it's all to do with Gemma.
Oh.
Maybe he's not quite over her yet.
Of course he's not. I don't think he ever will be totally. He can still try to enjoy the rest of his life, though.
Maybe he thinks he's being unfaithful to her. You know, when he's with you.
Oh, come on. So you're saying when he's downstairs in our flat, he feels he's not being unfaithful?
Could be. Maybe he feels like Gemma's watching and it makes him feel uncomfortable.
Certainly makes me feel uncomfortable.
Makes you wonder.
Wonder what exactly?
If they're watching over us, how much do the dead see? Do they get to see everything?
Oh, I hope not.
Or just edited highlights? But even then, which bits do they edit out?
I think Ellie's had enough now, Morris.
Well, I'm just developing Louisa's original point.
Try not to develop it out loud, maybe.
All right, if you prefer. You should have heard what else I was thinking.
We don't want to, thank you very much.
I do. What were you thinking?
Well, just that you're Mitch's sort of Gemma replacement.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Which is why I didn't say it initially. Come on, credit to me.
Big props to you for holding it back for 30 seconds.
Oh, he's probably right.
No, he's not. I'm so sorry, Ellie. Nobody else thinks that.
Oh, shut up, Will. You're being too supportive. These days you're much nicer to me than Mitch is. Just try to be normal.
I'm not sure I know how to anymore.
Imagine Ellie is me. That might work.
Maybe don't go that far.
Halfway between Morris and me, maybe.
I have no idea where that is or what that is.
Just imagine I'm me before I got together with Mitch. Is that so hard?
All right, give me a break. Don't keep banging on about it, will you?
There you go. The old Will.
And let's face it, you probably are a replacement.
Even ruder. He's back. And if I am Gemma's replacement, so what? The competition's dead. Gives me a fighting chance, doesn't it? So, who's for dessert?
Yes, ooh, please.
Great. Just text me when one of you has made it, will you? Who is it?
It's me, Mitch.
What do you want?
To see you. Sorry I was gone so long.
Yes, so was I.
I'm sorry I left my phone behind. Can you let me in?
I'm sorry too, I can't. I've left my door key behind.
Okay, I asked for that. Please, Ellie.
Do you know what time it is?
I do. It's quite late.
You missed dinner?
Yes, Will said. I'm sorry, I ended up in town and then I got sort of held up.
Sort of. It's 10 o'clock.
I was getting you some presents.
Oh. Well, I'd rather have had your presents, but thank you.
Open them, then.
Oh, a jumper.
Yes.
With a floral print.
I couldn't decide whether to get you flowers or a jumper.
So you covered both options. It's a bit old-fashioned.
Like a trilby, I suppose.
But very nice. Now, what's this? Oh, look, a trilby.
Yes, I must admit, I wasn't quite sure what to buy you.
I'm getting that.
So I got everything I could think of. Keep going.
A mug with a big red heart. How lovely.
With an inscription on the other side.
Oh, so there is. Best upstairs neighbour ever. Isn't it usually best girlfriend ever?
Yes, I got them to take out the word girlfriend and replace it with upstairs neighbour. Took ages, actually.
You could have left it as it was.
I thought you'd prefer the joke.
Well, it's probably unique, I'll give you that.
Yes, it's the thought that counts.
I suppose it is. Thank you, Mitch.
My pleasure. Damn, missed again. How does that happen?
I didn't move my face, I promise.
We can practice.
These are my lips, here, in the middle of my face, underneath the nose.
Okay, let's have another go. Pucker up.
I'm not puckering.
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It stars Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon, Pierce Quigley, Kate Isaac, and Bennett Aaron. It's produced by Gordon Kennedy and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.
And there'll be more trouble and strife with the Alone team next week at the same time. Well, from neighbours to family, in 15 minutes, Front Row, we'll be talking to Anne-Marie